Do you ever read a book and then decide you have to find all the books ever written by the author and read them too? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick explores the back catalog of a new favorite, Jean Hanf Korelitz. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I told our listeners a few weeks ago, when I reviewed The Latecomer, the most recent novel from Jean Hanf Korelitz, that I'd be diving into her backlist and would return with a report. Well, the news is good. I am truly in love with this writer and psyched that there are still several books in front of me, including the one that was made into an HBO series called The Undoing with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. Before that, she wrote legal thrillers, and before that, unbelievably enough, a book of poetry. Don't worry, we'll get there. The White Rose, published in 2004, is my favorite so far, and it doesn't seem this book got much love at all at the time it was published, despite the fact that the opening scene practically sends flames off the page. As we meet our 48-year-old heroine, a married Columbia professor named Marion Kahn, she is in bed with 26-year-old Oliver Stern, a sophisticated and attractive young man who owns a flower shop in the village called the White Rose. Unfortunately, Oliver is also the son of her best friend, which adds to her resistance to his assertion that this is a love affair for the ages and they should go public ASAP. Marion's already feeling quite a bit more exposed than she used to, since her academic book on an 18th-century American wildcat named Lady Charlotte has become a viral bestseller and made her a minor celebrity. The outrageous first scene of this book only gets wilder. Right in the middle of Marion's afternoon delight, her snooty cousin, Barton Ochstein, arrives unannounced to brag about his engagement to a young heiress and Columbia grad student named Sophie Klein. As Marion's trying desperately to get rid of him, Oliver, who was supposed to stay hidden in the bedroom, sashays in wearing a wig and a dress he swiped from her closet. "Hello," he says, "I'm Marion's assistant, Olivia." And it only gets more complicated and more delicious from there. After The White Rose, I listened to The Devil and Webster, read by Kate Burton in audio, and again, wow. Published in 2017, this book goes boldly into the territory of race, inclusivity, and wokeness in academia, all of which was still several years from fully exploding. The strong, fascinating female character at the center of this one is Naomi Roth, president of a progressive Connecticut liberal arts college called Webster. As a feminist scholar and former activist, Naomi is inclined to be sympathetic when a group of students posts up on the quad to protest the denial of tenure to a popular professor. Though they insist it's because the man is black, in fact, it was because his only published work was found to be plagiarized. But if Naomi says that, he could sue the college. I was so taken with this one, I wrote a fan letter to Korelitz after reading it, telling her I felt like I actually learned something from this novel about grace under pressure, and wondering if she might write a prequel. She wrote back that she already has, The Sabbath Day River, back in 1998. So, you know what I'll be reading next. And here's to y'all having as much fun with Korelitz as I am.
The books are The White Rose and The Devil and Webster, both by Jean Hanf Korelitz. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org, on the WIPR app, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's also where you can find links to past episodes of the show, so you'll always have a great book to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.